Bishop Trimble, the Iowa Annual Conference session is almost upon us. What invitation would you like to extend to the members of the churches and clergy who will be coming?
I get excited about annual conference, Art, and I wanted to extend to all of the members of the Iowa Annual Conference, all of our local congregations, and those who are in extension ministry as well, to come to Des Moines for the annual conference June the 2nd through the 5th. Even if you're not a member of annual conference, it'd be great if you can join us for the opening worship celebration on Saturday, or come for parts of annual conference to meet other United Methodists, be involved in the Stop Hunger Now mission activity, and help us kick off our major commitment to Imagine No Malaria.
What's the highlight of annual conference for you?
I think the highlight of annual conference for me is worship and the ordering service, the ordination, celebrating those who've served ministry, those who are retiring, and even taking time to give thanks to God for those who have now joined the church triumphant in the memorial service. But I think most of all, meeting with the lay folks and the clergy from the Iowa Annual Conference is a highlight for me.
There'll be an interesting activity on Sunday morning before the ordering service, walking in the Skyway.
Be early, too, as in 6:15 a.m. Sunday morning, the Bishop's Fit Challenge Walk, which has been going on now for several years. We're inviting folks, even if you're not going to be present for the whole annual conference, to come out. Yeah, if you don't get there at 6:15, you can walk whenever you get ready. But hopefully I'll have a chance to meet a good-sized crowd at 6:15 for the opening prayer and the kickoff of the Bishop's Fit Challenge Walk.
You alluded to the commitment that Iowa will be making for Imagine No Malaria. Would you like to say a little bit more about that?
Malaria kills a child in Africa about once every 60 seconds. That used to be about once every 25 seconds. And so since the year 2000, I believe the statistics bear out that we reduced the deaths to malaria, mosquito-borne affliction by 33% since the year 2000. And largely that's been due to the work of the United Methodist Church and in partnership with United Nations and others like the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, not just United Methodists, Lutherans and others are involved, but we're involved in a very big way because of the United Methodist Church its activity in Africa itself. Since we have congregations and we have rural clinics and we have partnerships in Africa, particularly Nigeria in the case of Iowa and the Democratic Republic of the Congo, United Methodists are especially organized in a way in which we can have a major impact on reducing the deaths to malaria. And Art, I want you to know I'm committed to this as a bishop of the church and as the bishop in Iowa, in large part because this is something that we do well, and that's to make real the mission of the gospel of Jesus Christ in saving lives of children and pregnant mothers in particular, who are the most vulnerable to malaria.
And the Iowa Conference will have a particular opportunity to be a lead conference.
We'll be the kind of the second vanguard. There were some conferences that preceded us, including Minnesota and Illinois Great Rivers, who already had major capital campaigns and continue to raise funds, and not only raising money, but advocacy and education around malaria. It's more than Nothing But Nets. It's kind of Nothing But Nets plus, and Iowa was very much involved with that. I'm hoping that we'll raise at least $1.5 million over the next several years, and the conference might decide that's just the floor, but I'm hoping that we'll raise at least $1.5 million towards the $75 million goal of the denomination. And at General Conference, I think we celebrated that we've already passed the $20 million mark. So Iowa will be leading the General Church in reaching that goal of $75 million. More than the money, though, I think it's the relationships and the lives that will be saved through education, through the rural health clinics, through medication, hopefully through some medical breakthroughs, and through addressing the issues of poverty. Malaria is a disease of poverty, and we often talk about being in ministry with the poor as one of our focus areas. This is a way in which we are in ministry with the poor.
Shifting gears slightly, you've invited a few people to be preachers during the services at this annual conference session.
One will be pretty familiar to the, actually all of the preachers are familiar, Bishop Gregory Von Palmer, a proud graduate of Duke Divinity School, and the former bishop of the Iowa Annual Conference will be returning for the first time to preach at annual conference since he was assigned to Illinois Great Rivers. He'll be preaching at the ordering service, and I know coming off of a very hectic and emotionally charged general conference, we still have before us the adaptive challenge of what it means to be a vital church in a broken world. So I'm looking forward to hearing Bishop Palmer and welcoming him back to Iowa, and I'm sure we'll give him a rousing welcome as he preaches for the ordering service. Dr. Chuck Smith, Charles Smith, our conference treasurer, is retiring. He will be preaching at the retirement service. I invited him to preach at that service. We're used to him giving treasurer's reports, but he's also a very, I consider him a very accomplished Bible teacher and preacher, and I know he's looking forward to retirement, but also looking forward to preaching. The Reverend Ann Lippincott, former superintendent of the Northeast District, now lead pastor at St. John's in Davenport, will be preaching the memorial service, and I'll be preaching the opening service. So looking forward to that opening service as we focus on the celebration of ministry in the Iowa Annual Conference.
And one last question. What will be the most fun for you at an annual conference session?
Well, I think engaging, there's always some surprises from the pages, but they have a new name for this year, and we'll be introduced to that to the young people that ain't. They always have some kind of surprise, and I don't know what that will be. I'm also looking forward to a service of healing because I believe that grace extends even after we've had disappointment, and there was disappointment at General Conference, and I don't think we should ignore that. So I'm looking forward to us worshiping in a powerful way, experience some healing at annual conference, and also getting excited about the opportunities for ministry that are before us, not only in Iowa, but as United Methodists throughout the world.